Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with kindergarten teacher Evelyn.
This is her, Matt, who's calling?
Oh, yes. My name is Kelly. I'm a parent of one of your students.
Oh, okay. Nice to speak with you. Which student?
Well, you know him as Randy?
Oh, yes. Randy. Such a nice boy.
I appreciate you saying that. But I wanted to let you know that yesterday he came home from your class extremely upset.
Oh, no.
I know he's only in kindergarten, but he told me that you helped him write his name for the first time. He felt ashamed.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
He said you were forcing him to write it the traditional way and not the way it's on his birth certificate.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry. I didn't realize. Did I mess this up? Does his name end with an I?
No.
Is it with an IE?
No. Wrong on that, too.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I'm at a loss here. How do you spell Randy?
It's R, then ampersand symbol, then double Y.
Wait, what do you mean? Ampersand as in the little squiggly and symbol?
Yes, apparently I need to repeat it for you. It's R, then ampersand symbol, then double Y. It spells Randy.
So it's Randy?
Randy.
Randy. Andy.
No two R's, just the two Y's at the end.
Okay.
Just like it's spelt. Sounds just like it's spelt.
Sounds just like it's spelt. Okay. Mm-hmm. Randy.
Oh, that's it.
That's very unique.
Thank you. It's a family name. You know, his Uncle Sandy with an ampersand and a double Y, and his great-grandmother was Mandy with an ampersand and a double Y.
Quite an interesting family history.
Yes, it is. And I'm a little shocked that a kindergartner would be forced to write his name incorrectly.
I just get the names from the front office there, so maybe they had it wrong to begin with, but I never meant to offend anybody. Mm. I hope you can accept my apology.
Well, how do you think Randy feels right now?
Oh, I feel terrible. I will apologize to him.
I appreciate that. I do.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I'm assuming next year you'll also be teaching his little brother since he's graduating preschool. His name's Braxton's.
Did you say Braxton's as in plural?
Yes, and his spelling's a little bit more common. It starts with just one of the open-ended bracket symbols, you know, for the word brack. Then a capital S, since that's the actual first letter of his name. It has to be a capital. Then the word tons with a Z at the end. So it's Braxton's.
Okay, wow. That's quite a name. I've actually never heard of it before.
Okay, well, maybe you could repeat it back to me.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
You'll have to excuse me if I'm coming across a little pushy, but I just want to make sure all my kids have a good listener for a teacher.
Right.
And I just described to you how to spell Braxton's. So were you really listening to me?
Yes, I was.
Okay, then spell it back.
Okay, is it the bracket symbol? Is that what you said before?
Yep. First or second?
I don't recall you specifying. So I think the first, but...
Good. Good. What else?
Okay. Feels like I'm taking a little bit of a test here.
Go on.
Then you said capital S in the middle part of his name?
Right. Because it's the first actual letter in his name?
Right.
Okay. Continue.
So first open bracket sign. Then capital S.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word tons.
Spell it.
T-O-N-S.
It's actually T-O-N-Z.
Oh.
His great-great-grandfather was a rapper, so that's the reason for that.
Okay. I'm really sorry. I will write it down. I will get it right by next year. I promise you. I will not have this issue again.
Okay. I don't think we will, because I'm actually screwing with you.
What?
This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Your fiance Hank set you up for a prank phone call.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him. I'm literally sweating over here.
He said you two are talking about how the names in your class just get stranger every year. And, you know, he thought you'd actually fall for this joke.
God, I'm actually worried that I'm going to call him Randy now.
Hey, you got it right, finally.
Finally, right?